And welcome, everybody. You're listening to Cloud Sense. I am Jack Barugin, your host. And, you know, every now and then I come across an article that I think is absolutely necessary to share with you. And there was one the other day. It was posted on June 19th this year. It was written by, and hopefully I don't butcher this name, Virendra Soni. Okay, Virendra Soni. See, as a guy with a last name like Barugin, you would think I'd be a little bit more sensitive to that. But anyway, this is an article that was actually written about public cloud infrastructure revenue, which has now reached $11 billion in spending in the first quarter of 2018 alone. Now, this is something that came out with Synergy Research, and I think that it is absolutely stunning. All right, I mean, think about it. According to the report, you know, the spending has risen by 32% in the first quarter of 2018. We're talking about public cloud infrastructure, folks. All right, I want you to take this in consideration. Think of how fast that's going. If it was any other business, you would look at that business and you would be scratching your head and go, good Lord, how do you put a multiple on that? But that's what's been happening here, all right? And that followed an unusually strong start to last year, all right? An unusually strong ending to last year. A lot of it, of course, is because of the repatriation that's coming back. And look, politics aside, folks, the fact is that you've got corporate America with more cash on their books. So as they go out there and spend that money, of course, some of it's going to be given back to shareholders. You'll see it with dividends. You'll see it with big paybacks. But there'll also be a lot of money spent on infrastructure, and we're starting to see it. All right, you're starting to see this migration that is accelerating. And the fact is that the first quarter of this year is indicative of what is happening. Now, having said that to you, remember, you know, about 95% of the public cloud infrastructure market share, you know, especially in the first quarter, is held by the server and operating systems and storage and networking and virtualization software. And there's a lot of that that's concentrated, folks. All right. There are one or two people that have got big market shares. And you know what? You end up getting stuck in many cases in that problem. All right, and when we come back from break, I want to talk a little bit more about that, because these numbers are staggering. All right, these numbers are absolutely staggering, and as they get bigger, guess what happens? You have got CFOs that have to answer to the boards, to the shareholders, because the spending is now at a point that is very, very much a part of the balance sheet that needs to be analyzed. We'll be right back.
Are you in the market for cloud but wondering where to start or how to get the best value? Looking for help figuring out what you need without telling the same story to 10 different people? UCX is the cloud pricing and procurement marketplace. We quickly and easily help you identify exactly what you need, whether it's custom private cloud, bare metal, or VMs. We put your spec on our platform, where CSPs openly compete to deliver the best price, fit, and term. Save time, money, and find your cloud your way. UCX, cloud buying made easy.
And welcome back, everybody. You're listening to Cloud Sense, and we are talking about the spending that has taken place in public cloud infrastructure over the course of the first quarter of 2018. $11 billion, folks. I want you to think about what's going to happen here. All right. Now, that is what we in the markets would call a hockey stick curve. All right. It's one of those upward slopes that you cannot ignore. All right, and think of it this way, all right? And this is very important to keep in mind. You know, Synergy revealed that Cisco continues to lead the networking segment, okay? You know, despite the big growth that we're seeing in Microsoft and VMware, and you know, and it's important, and I'll tell you why this is important. The same with those CSPs that are out there that are actually, you know, trying to fight AWS. Look, when you're talking about markets that are this big, they can no longer be dominated by one or two players. It's that plain and simple. Let me put it into perspective for you. How would you feel if the entire world oil market were dominated by, say, just one or two players? You might think they are, but they're not, folks. No, you've got probably a good dozen strong players in that marketplace that keep it honest. All right? I mean, I know people that trade petroleum. They'll tell you about every drop of oil that's out there. I know people that trade grains that can tell you about every bushel of corn that's being harvested. You know, soybeans, every bushel of beans that's out there that's going to be harvested, whether it's now, whether it's 6 months from now. That is what I'm talking about, folks. Competition in the market is so very important. Central price discovery is so very important. $11 billion, folks. If it doesn't grow anymore, we're talking about a $45 billion spend for the year. Now, how much of that is waste? Think about it that way. How much of all of that money that's being spent is actually wasted? Well, I'll give you some numbers, folks. You know what the estimates are? All right, anywhere from 20 to 50%. That's right, 20 to 50%. I mean, when you think of the waste that has taken place, the redundancies internally, when people do audits and they find out that they have different segments within their company that have got these AWS instances that they've struck up and they're spending money for when there's no need for them, it makes people that are on the numbers side scratch their heads. Remember, technology people aren't thinking like that. You know, especially if you're doing development work, you know, you're just going out there and doing it's got to get more efficient, folks. All right? There has got to be a solution, and there are solutions out there. If you go to the UCX site, you'll see it exactly the way I'm talking about. You know what? Go up there, you can see all the different instances for sale. And look, I don't want to make this sound like an infomercial. That's not what this is. What I'm telling you is that when I see numbers like this, all right, I know that platforms like UCX will be the future and are the future, and more importantly, are probably there for the present to change and disrupt what is happening out there right now. $11 billion with a lot of waste. You know what? Someone's going to have to answer for that someday. This is Jack Barugian. This is Cloud Sense. I'll be talking to you soon.